This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Feeding Umpqua, a special promotion going on right now, a fundraiser for them and some fun, a fun way to do it. Sarah McGregor is in. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So talk about cheese and thank you, back for another year.
Yeah, so essentially Cheese and Thank You is like a passport grilled cheese challenge. We have 11 restaurants that are making 13 delicious, creative grilled cheese sandwiches. And if you go, you get a passport at a restaurant, then you get stamps if you visit more than one. And if you get four or more stamps, you get entered into a drawing for a $150 gift card to Sherm's.
So this is like year what of doing this?
This is our third year. Our first year was 2020, and we took some time off.
Yeah, that kind of messed up everybody's fundraising schedule that year.
Absolutely.
But you still had to eat. So how did you get this idea?
It's actually a borrowed idea. Food for Lane County does what's called the Grilled Cheese Experience, and I think this is their 12th or 13th year of doing that. And all the food banks across the state, we really partner up to work together to fight hunger, and they were really happy to share their idea, and there's four food banks that do this across the state now.
And how did they pick cheese?
I'm not sure, just maybe because everyone loves grilled cheese. And it's a good sort of food for winter time or spring. You know, it's something that's comforting and lovely, blissful, some would say.
And no longer on my diet, but...
Sorry, Kyle.
Well, I have a little bit of cheese, but, you know, grilled cheese sandwiches, I haven't had one of those in a long time. But maybe maybe I should,
splurge.
Splurge here a little bit or something, because you've got so many different options. I mean, when I grew up, grilled cheese was grilled cheese. Mm-hmm. And you had it the way my mom made it. You had it the way it was made at school, which was not as good. But now you've got a lot of local folks that have really done a lot of twists to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I took my staff and we went to North 40, and their cheese sandwich has like a tomato jam and bacon on it and like two or three different kinds of cheeses. Just really tasty. And we're all pretty excited about checking out the one at Little Brother's Pub. It's called like a grilled enchilada, and it's got this Bontanero cheese with jalapenos and salsa, and it sounds really exciting. But there's also just so many across the county. Midtown Grill is doing three down in South County. Tomaselli's joined us this year out in Elkton. Nellie's is back again, of course. Her sandwich is always a real crowd pleaser.
Wow, so a lot of different options here. And just sort of a way to draw attention to the work that you guys are doing. So how busy are things at Feeding Umpqua right now?
Oh, it has been a really wild time. Since they took away the emergency SNAP allotments, our service statistics have just gone through the roof. We're up 68% year to year. Over 25,000 people access emergency food in March. And I'm getting the stats for April, which I anticipate are going to be just the same.
Wow. And now what about your availability to get food to meet that need?
Well, we've really struggled with food distribution and getting food access. It's been a little bit helpful. The state legislature did a budget revision and allocated some more funds for purchasing food to the Oregon Food Bank Network. And so that's been bringing in a lot more produce right now. So we've been doing our produce distributions, got those started up at DHS this month. But yeah, it's been harder to get food right now. What is happening at the grocery store is happening in the warehouse.
And some of the food, you know, people might walk into a warehouse and look and go, oh, a lot of food. But this food, my understanding is it kind of comes in and goes out pretty quick.
Absolutely. So we do, we distribute food in a couple of ways. One is that we allocate food to the pantries. So they get a certain amount of food every month that's just set. We'll do like 35 to 40 different items that we give out on this allocation. And then we have a web-based ordering system where all of our partner agencies can order food, and we're just every week looking at the warehouse, deciding what we can put on that web system so that they have a good diverse amount of food that they can provide for people.
Now, how long has this web system been up?
We actually started it during the pandemic. We purchased it before the pandemic, but we hadn't really taken the leap. So it's been since about 2021.
I imagine that's pretty helpful.
It is, and we've really shifted a lot of our operations to be a lot more client-faced so that partner agencies really feel like they're shopping and that they're getting good customer service, that they're choosing, that they know what they can choose. And I think that's been a real positive change.
And it seems like the last time I talked to you, you guys were doing more or were looking at doing more, getting out to some of the really far out communities.
Right. So we still take our pantry, our mobile pantry, the Outpost, to Diamond Lake, Days Creek, Elkton, and to Camas Valley. And right now we are sort of exploring doing some alternative stops, maybe with some migrant farm workers.
So a lot of options there. And I know that even one of the other agencies was talking about teaming up with you at some of those stops as well, bringing other types of services.
Absolutely. We've had a couple reach out, and we're kind of starting to reboot that a little bit. We were doing that before the pandemic, but we really would encourage if any nonprofits, social services want to get out to those real remote parts of the county, you know, give us a call, and we'd be happy to work out an arrangement so that you can meet up with us. Aviva brings their mobile health clinic out to Diamond Lake, and so that's been a really cool partnership, and it's helped them. I mean, like we sort of say, it's reciprocal, because help them, because people are already coming for our food pantry, and it helps us because it just gets more people.
Well, and for some of us, going to some of these areas is kind of like a nice weekend trip, you know. You go out there, but you think about people that live in some of those areas, you know, some of the basics of life are not as easy to obtain, and some people really like that, you know, being out there, super quiet lifestyle, but it does have its challenges.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you can even envision being out at Diamond Lake, like, where do you get food out there? The gas station, or you have to drive all the way over to where you meet 97. So it's really far, far distance for groceries. For groceries and just getting your basic needs met.
So how long does Cheese and Thank You, how long is this going?
So it is the entire month of May, so there's still plenty of time to get out there, get a grilled cheese sandwich. We're also doing a hashtag challenge, so if you take a picture of your sandwich or you eating it and hashtag Cheese and Thanks 23, you get entered into drawings, and we give away lots of branded items, pint glasses, koozies, things like that for people who do our hashtag.
And do you have information about this up on your website?
We do. If you go to UCAN's website, ucancap.org, scroll down to the bottom, it's on the announcements, and that's also where you can get the cheesy cheat sheet. It's a little bit of a tongue twister. And that tells you all of the great sandwiches that are being offered this year.
Boy, some really cool options there. Need to, I may have to splurge and check one out.
So. You should.
All right, Sarah McGregor, anything else we ought to let people know about?
I want to give a shout out to my team at the food bank. They've just been working so, so hard lately. We have a crazy month. This month we have the KVAL food drive. That is next Wednesday at Fred Meyer. This weekend is the National Association of Letter Carriers food drive. So put a bag out for your letter carrier on Saturday. And help support feeding people in our community.
All right, Sarah McGregor, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:39 at the Morning Report.